Best Work Industries for the Blind, the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in New Jersey, is dedicated to improving the quality of life for people who are blind by providing training and employment in a supportive work environment. Best Work's core competencies include textile and military apparel sewing and manufacturing, paper converting, packaging and light assembly, warehousing and distribution, kitting, document scanning, and digital imaging and e-commerce. Best Work is a registered federal DoD contractor, ISO certified, and is committed to delivering the highest quality products and services. What was once a small, self-sustaining manufacturing agency and employment program is transitioning into a full-service social enterprise that will soon offer low vision, assistive technology, and rehabilitative services to people who are experiencing vision loss. Learn more at www.bestworkindustries.org.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at VetDirect.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no stopping us now. That's right. We're back. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. If you don't know what you're listening to, well, let's just say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We're here every Sunday night from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. This is the only commercial radio show in the world for the visually impaired, blind, and the sighted community. That's right. The only one commercial radio show in the world. That's right. You can hear us all over the world if you listen to this radio show right now. And I'm going to say right now, it's trivia time. Trivia time. If you know what trivia time is, we play a song or we ask you a question and you call up and see if you can get the answer. And then you get a prize. Tonight, we're going to play a song. This song was a monster song. I got to tell you the story. I might have told you in the past, but I'll tell you it again for those people who didn't hear me tell you about the story. This was a monster song. Number one song. Let's play this song for those people. Let's see if you know it. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Let's see if you know it.
You made me put it about this time to get me out of my bed and find for the job. You're after breakfast every day, so you know the one I ran my way. I never felt the same.
Okay, who's singing this song? This was a monster song. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? That was a monster song, big song. See if you know it. Who's singing it?
Gary, while we're waiting for an answer to Michael's question, what room are you going to talk about now? You did the trailing. I don't think you ever got around to talking about your laundry area.
No, I had not. No.
Give some people some tips on a room or two tonight.
All right.
Next time you come on, you do another room.
All right. Did you want me to go from the kitchen to the garage?
Whatever you like. It's your house.
Okay. From the kitchen to the garage, I'm going to be stepping out just a little bit past the threshold, and there's a little step down. I got to tell blind people when they come over, if they're going to go out there, there's a step down right there about a foot out. Step out there, and there's an opening to the right a little bit. You'll feel your hand feeling nothing. And if you want a little bit further to the right, that would be the door going out to the trash cans or whatever outside. But now if you keep going forward, bam, you hit your hand, and that's the washing machine. Follow on down, you feel the little crack between the washing machine, and there's the dryer. And then you go bumpity-bump up to the end of the dryer, and then there's a long workbench that I had made, a folding table or whatever, with cabinets underneath, and walk all the way down there. It's probably about 8 foot long. And then your hand will run into the freezer.
Speaking of the freezer, Gary, how do you know what's what in your freezer? How do you know what's what? Which
memorization, basically. Memorization, basically, because I do have an ID mate, which will read barcodes. I put barcodes on. This is what's difficult, though. I put barcodes on that stuff that I found out in the past.
The easy part, Gary, is, Gary, the
it
easy
goes
part
away.
Is you don't have any sighted people who's changing. If you put something to the left, they move it. Sighted person would move it to the right.
I don't know.
That's a
but I ain't got nobody in there to do that to me, except
so
for when Gary was here.
So you use your ID mate and you and
yeah, but
it prints out
but,
labels?
Yeah, it'll tell you what's I do it in my voice. I'll put it on a record and it'll tell me what is in that barcode.
Okay.
But that's for other things in the house. I found out in the freezer, it like freezes it off. So I know it's a guess, but usually, it's pretty much a guess. So I actually set things in basically in order all the time of this is what will be there, this is what will be there, and this will be there on which shelf. So that's memorization.
Okay.
All right, Gary. Michael's got three callers.
Okay. Three
all
callers.
Right.
Anybody new? Anybody new first? Anybody new caller first?
No, nobody's new. We got Rose from Orlando. We got Ernest calling back. And then we got Tony on the phone line as well.
Okay, so who is first?
Mama Rose.
Mama Rose.
Mama Rose.
Mama Rose, you're up. You're first.
I haven't spoken
to you in a long time. Mama Rose from Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
Who is singing
Rose.
The song, Mama Rose?
Yes, how are you?
Good. Long time no hear, Rose.
I know. I have been under the weather, but thank God I'm doing better.
We hope you stay get better.
So who is singing this song,
you.
Mama Rose?
Who's singing it? Get a Job, Martha. I think it's Martha or Vandellas.
I didn't hear it.
Get
who's
a
singing
job.
The song?
Martha or Vandellas.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Mama. I'm sorry. Ernest,
okay, thank
I'm sorry,
you.
Mama Rose. That was the wrong answer. I'm sorry. Thank you for calling. Please call it. Keep on
hope
calling.
Hope you get better.
Keep on calling.
Okay, thank
please
you.
Keep on
nice
calling.
Talking to you.
Keep on calling. Thank you very much for calling. Ernest, you're up.
Ernest.
Who's singing the song, Ernest?
Okay. In the Silhouette and Get a Job.
Yay.
What'd he say?
Silhouette.
That's correct. Silhouette.
And
that's
get
right.
A job.
Silhouette. Get a Job. Silhouette. That was their only big hit.
Why don't you sing it, Michael? You like to sing that.
And Get a Job. What?
You won't be singing.
Dip, 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 dip. Get a Job. Shana,
no,
no,
Shana. No, 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 no.
Ernest. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway, Ernest.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Better give your name and address to Chris.
Give me name and address, and we can send you a $10
yeah,
gift
I
card.
No
hang on. Don't hang up. Just hang out for Chris.
Hey,
Ernest I
hold,
can tell you a funny
hold
story.
Hold on one moment, all right, Ernest?
Yeah?
Hold on one moment. Don't hang
Come
up, okay?
Almost on the line.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and of course, we got Tony on the phone line. Tony was calling in for the trivia, but Tony can also answer the trivia that he gave you as well. Tony, how you doing?
Hey, Tony. Come on, buddy. Tell us what it is.
Hey, listen, this is Tony Watts. Wilbur Wright was the correct answer, Chris. Orville was injured in that, almost died, but he didn't die.
Wow. So, didn't know that. So,
I guess I got to buy Chris a sub, right?
Yeah.
Did he die in the inaugural flight or another time?
No, Wilbur died. Time. They both were on the same flight. Orville is doing one of their trials. Wilbur died. Orville was cut up by the propeller or something, but he didn't die. Okay. So, Chris, wow. You got my address. I'll send you $10 bill.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's up to
you with Chris.
Thank you
now
for
I'll
that
tell you a funny
answer.
Story. Thanks, Tony. Now I'll tell you a funny story, folks. This is fast story about that song, Get a Job. I think I told this before, but I'll tell you it again. Get a Job, the manager of the group, The Silhouettes, had the song, brought it to my brother in our distributorship. And at that time, we had some big hits. And he wanted my brother to buy the record from him. And his name is Kay Williams. And Kay said to my brother, you can have it for $500. My brother said, $500? Where is this song made? In the basement? It sounds terrible. And Kay said, yeah, it was in my basement. So my brother said, forget it. So he's walking out the door. He said, okay, $100, you're going to have the record. $100. My brother said, forget it. Not interested. So my brother could have had the record for $100 and became the number one record, sold almost 1 million records. And my brother, to this day, doesn't admit it. He denies it. I was right there. I was right there when it happened. I was a little kid at the time, but I remember the whole story. And this day, I still laugh. Anyway, that's what happens. You don't know. You don't know when records played, if it's a hit, not a hit. Sometimes you'll hear a song and you'll think it's a hit right away, but you never know. That's the music industry.
Never know.
And that's the same story that we talk about Alabama Institute for the Blind. If you think you're interested, you call up, find out if you're interested, and maybe they'll hire you. You got nothing to lose, but you have to call up first and ask.
But like Teresa said, you have to ask.
That's right. That's the
it's
problem
not
in life.
Happen by
in life, is asking questions.
Get
don't
open
assume,
your mouth.
Don't assume.
Open
don't
your
assume.
Mouth.
Any other callers, Chris?
Nope, that's all we wrote for right now.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Don't forget, folks, if you miss any part of this show or any of the other 400 shows that we've been on the air, you can just go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and listen to all the shows that you want to. They go
then
by.
Michael, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Was you paying attention when I... You remember the day I taught you how to trail?
Do I remember what? When?
How to trail through your house?
Yeah,
almost
I remember
fell
that.
Down.
I remember
you almost
that.
Fell down
I
them steps
you
that
did.
Day. Yeah, you almost fell down the steps from upstairs. Man, now I taught you how to do the feeling, getting around the house a little bit.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
So our next guest is waiting in the wings. You're going to go to break and then come back?
Okay,
talk
let's
to
go
Dominic?
To break. Yeah, we'll go to break and come back to talk to Dominic. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mike, Lynn, are you there?
We're here. We're waiting for you to go
we're
to
here.
Break.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got off the phone. I'm sorry. Okay, got it. We're going to break.
And right. That's Chris's fault now, everybody. We had a little white time.
That's me on this side. All right, we're going to break. Got it.
Okie dokie.
I got our friend Brian back on the phone line as well.
Well, he'll have to wait until our next guest.
Okay.
After our guest.
Got it.
Okay.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Support for Blind to Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Did I say that nice and good? Well, hope you use it. Don't forget, we talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. Chris? You there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Okay. Now, who's online now?
Okay.
Our next guest.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back our friend Dominic Petrillo. And Dominic, if some of you might recall, is a sports writer. So we're anxious to talk to Dominic and see. Well, we know he has some exciting news also. So welcome back, Dominic.
Welcome back, Dominic.
Hey, yeah, Dominic.
Hey, thanks for having me here. Before we get started, though, I do have to call a flag on the play. If we're going by Jeopardy rules, because I've been listening, and Chris said that the first person to die was Wilbert, right? It's Wilbur. So I technically think that Tony doesn't know him a sandwich.
Oh, he doesn't get the sandwich then.
That's correct.
Oh. Yeah, because somebody
kind of like a third brother or something.
Right. And so I just looked it up. Not Wilbur, but Wilbert.
Wilbur. Okay.
Wilbur.
Well, that's
like something like I would say, screw up the name.
That will be up to Tony.
You know, I know it seems like every time I come on here, Every time I come on here, I mess with Chris, but, you know, now it's become a routine, so I have to try and do it every time.
So more important, Dominic, more important. What's your news? Congratulations. I heard about it. So tell us about your news.
Yeah, when I've come on here before, I've been looking for a kidney donor. And, you know, fingers crossed, barring any last-second snags, it looks like I have found a donor. She goes through the final testing next
Yay!
Week. And I should, if that all goes according to plan, I should be getting my kidney transplant in May.
Congratulations.
That's more than fabulous.
Oh, my God, yeah. All because of the radio show, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, radio show and podcasting.
Well,
and just getting the
see,
name out. And
everybody, the Blind and Beyond radio show counts because we help somebody get a kidney.
Actually, Gary,
it wasn't us.
He has another source that he
got. Oh, his other radio show. Yes. Well, listen to the radios because you get a lot of information out of radio.
Gary,
shows.
Okay. Anyway, Dominic.
Yes.
Okay. What part of the country is this young lady, this fabulous woman from?
I don't know if you know.
She is in Chicago, and I'm in New Jersey, so she's going to do it remotely. But she also has told me that she's already talked to her husband before. Before she found out about me, she talked to her husband. And if they do need to travel to New Jersey to do the transplant, they will come here to do it.
Wow.
That is fantastic. That's that she's going to do it.
Terrific.
My sister only has one kidney. So you can have a fine, great life. My sister has one kidney almost her whole life. And she's 80 years old now, and she has a kidney now, one kidney for about 60 years.
Yeah, she's actually excited to do it. She's wanted to be a donor for a long time, and she was excited when she found out about me. She figured it'd be a fun way to be able to tell people how we met and stuff. So
that would definitely be an interesting way. Yeah, a lot of times you don't find out the donors, though, correct? Am I correct? Because
you can, yes. If it's a deceased donor, it's a living donor, a lot of times you do know because you have to find them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But then if there's an issue with your donor and it switches between donors, then you may not know who it is, but you know who helped
you. How long is the surgery?
About 4 to 5 hours for the surgery.
Yeah, more important, Dominic, if she's in Chicago and you're in Philadelphia, what do they do? Fly the kidney?
Yes, they schedule us for the same day, and they'll have her there, I guess, say like 8 o'clock in the morning. They'll do the surgery, and I don't know how long it takes to take out. I'm sure it might be a little bit, not easier, but less time to take it out than it is to rehook it up and everything. So they take it out of her, and then when it's out, they call me or they call my hospital and let them know that it's out. And then I go to my hospital, and they fly it here from wherever it is. And then when it gets here, they put it into me.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
What hospital do you know yet where you're going to go?
I'm going to be at Virtua Our Lady of Lourdes in Camden, New Jersey, because that's the one that does it in the state. In the Virtua Health Group that I'm going through.
I see. Wow. In Camden.
Yep, and I'll probably be there for about a week or so.
Hmm. And that's it. Is that the end of May?
I'm not sure yet exactly when it's going to be. They have to make sure all the testing goes through, and then they'll actually schedule the time. But sometimes it takes longer than that, but she's hoping to get it done as early as possible. And she wants to do it in May because she's graduating with her master's degree in sociology in April, and the graduation is in May, but her classes stop in April, so she said she can do it by the last week of April. So it just depends on when we can find a time to get it done, and she wants to get it done as early as possible because she already has a job lined up, which is going to be remote anyway, so that's why she wants to do it now, so she can recover while she's at home and still work and everything.
She is a remarkable person.
Yes, she is. She's unbelievable.
So yeah, absolutely. We talk, you know, we talk on the phone every other day or so we're staying in contact all the time.
Oh, good. That's
good,
really
good. Good.
So tell everybody about what you, I know what you do. Michael knows what you do. And I don't know if Gary does, but tell everybody your career and you know, what's the latest in your career?
Yeah, it's not quite a career yet. I'm still hoping to make it a career, but.
Oh, stop
but
it, please.
It's a career.
It's a career.
But I'm writing for The Athletic. Doing fantasy football articles. In the past, I've also written for the Philadelphia Eagles. I wrote for them 2 years ago. They didn't have me back this year, but they cut a lot of their staff back, so they didn't really have a whole lot of freelance writers this year. And I was also writing for USA Today for a while, but I stopped writing for them a few months ago. So right now I'm just writing for The Athletic while I keep applying to try and find a full-time position somewhere, writing about either sports, about the mostly the NFL, college football and stuff. But we'll see if I'm able to find something full-time.
Dominic, it's Michael. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. What you're telling me about your writing, that's your career. And don't tell me you're waiting for a job, because this thing with the kidney, that's more important. And if you waited this long for a kidney, you can wait longer for a job, because you know
how important
a kidney is. And God is with you. And this young lady, God bless her for giving you her kidney. And you, once you get this kidney in, you can fly, as they say.
You'll be more focused.
You'll be not only more focused, but you'll have a lot more energy. And not only that, but remember one thing. That's more important than your job. And once you get your kidney, I'm talking now from me, because if I was in your place, I would be thinking less about a job. And now waiting for this, I mean, you'll get a job. Trust me. As persistent as you are, it'll hit.
Yep.
Just remember one thing. It's always about plan B. So if you don't get A, you'll get B. And there's enough places around. Trust me, they'll hire you.
Dominic, are you do you just write football stories, articles, or do you write like baseball, like Phillies and stuff like that, or just football?
Currently, I just do football. I don't stick to just NFL football a lot. Like I said, a lot of the work I do with The Athletic is about fantasy football. I also write about NFL football, college football. You know, I would love to get into the draft and recruiting and things like that too. So pretty much, I mean, I don't know about you, but since I went blind, it's been difficult for me to focus on more than one sport, especially with the announcers. A lot of them aren't very good at describing what's going on and stuff. So I try and stick to one sport. So my main focus for the past 12 years has been basically on all different forms of football.
You should talk to Chris.
That's why, you know what?
Chris goes to the football. Chris goes and announce. Chris, you announce the football games, right? The college games?
Yes, I do our college games over at Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona Beach for radio broadcasting.
Right.
Dominic.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons I love the Eagles, because of, not because I so much because of the Eagles, but because of Merrill Reese. Because
I love Merrill Reese.
All I can say one thing, I can't listen to television. But if you say the Eagles games are on television, I won't listen. I still listen to Merrill Reese all the time, because Merrill Reese, being blind, well, Merrill Reese is a broadcaster for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he will tell you. He's going to the left. He's going to the right. He tells you everything that's going on. Unbelievable. So you know exactly what's going on. He even tells you everything. He tells you what's going on. So Merrill Reese is unusual for a sportscaster. And we're lucky in Philadelphia to have him. So, Dominic, you keep on being persistent and just go. Remember what plan B. But it'll come around. It'll come around.
What is The Athletic?
Hey, Michael.
Yes, Gary.
I was just going to say, I mean, besides you're all football and everything else, what's very interesting is you can listen to the NASCAR races with somebody talking to you, too. Tells you everything that's going on, which car is going in, which car is going out, what's happening.
Yeah, but all right.
So it's becoming more popular through different sports.
Dominic.
Yes.
Explain to him. My wife only wants to know, what's The Athletics? I mean, I know what it is, but you can explain The Athletics.
Sure. The Athletic is, it took over, not took over, but it came to be in, I think, like 2016. And it actually has become one of the biggest online sports websites in the world. It's up there with, you know, ESPN and Fox Sports and CBS Sports. It's one of the top four or five sports websites in the world at this point. And they do a lot of podcasting as well and things like that. So they do all online stuff, articles, videos, podcasts, and things like that.
I notice I follow your posts on LinkedIn, and I notice that sometimes you get frustrated because I wouldn't name names, but some of the websites that you're trying to get access to are not accessible, and that must be really frustrating.
Yeah, it's extremely frustrating, especially I think the ones that you've seen lately. The website, even after I sent those posts and other people have sent posts out on my behalf, they still haven't gotten back to me. It's been about 4 months now, and they still haven't gotten back to my like three or four different customer service requests.
We have some sponsors, Dominic, that we call before Christmas, and they'll call now after I, we call them up in Christmas before Christmas, and they'll call now and say, oh, we got your message.
Yeah, it's crazy. I actually got I sent a direct message to them before I even sent the messages on the website like 4 months ago, and I just got a reply to it about 2 weeks ago and said, oh, we're sorry to hear of your issues. Please reach out to us on the website. And I said, so I wrote back and said I have, and I still haven't heard back.
Yeah. So what can you, before we go to break, Dominic, then when we come back after break, you wanted to do a trivia. Boy, that's a hard one. But what can you tell people about being persistent? Because you surely are. If they're blind and they're trying to break into a career. Or yeah, anybody. It can be sighted too. It doesn't have to be that.
Exactly. You definitely have to be persistent, but don't be overly persistent, because I tend to get that way sometimes too, where it's great to email somebody once a month or once every couple of months just to keep their name in your mind. But if you're doing it every day or every other day or something, then they're going to just say, the heck with this person. So just be persistent, but don't be overly persistent, and don't be mean about it. You know, don't be a jerk about it. Help out anytime you can. Remember to, yes, you're looking for something, but they're also looking for something. So make sure that you can help them out as well. Don't just say, what can you do for me? It's what can we do for each other? You know, and have a reason. Don't just let them know. You need motivation to be able to do it. You can't just do it because you want to. That's not a good reason. You need to do it because you need to, or whatever. One of my good friends, before he passed away, Chris Wessling, who worked for NFL Network, one thing that stuck with me that he said to me and to a bunch of other people on the podcast around the NFL was, people would always come up to him and ask him, can you help me get a job with the NFL? And he'd say, well, why do you want to work for the NFL? And he'd say, and they'd always have the same response, because I want to write about football. And his response back to them was the same thing all the time. Well, you can write about football anywhere. There's thousands of different websites. You can start your own blog. You can start your own website. You can start your own WordPress, whatever it is. You should want to write. You want to work for the NFL so you can help others. So if you want to get a job here, you have to do it for the right reasons. And if you want any job, whether it be in the NFL, whether it be whatever it is, some kind of copywriter, anything, you need to do it for the right reasons. You need to do it because you want to help others, not just help yourself. And that's really what I'm trying to explain to them when I email with them or text them or whatever it is, that I'm doing it because I don't just want to help myself get a job. I mean, yes, that's wonderful. I do want to get a job because I'm 43 years old and I've been sitting on my butt for the past 12 years since I went blind, not being able to work. I don't want to do it for the next, 30 years. I want to be actually be able to work when I should be working. But, it's just, so I want to do that, but I also want to do it for the kids who are coming up, or the young adults who are coming up that are blind or disabled and don't know where they're going to be able to find a job or how they're going to be able to find a job and find those people that will actually give them a chance. So I want to show them that it can be done and be like a starting point to say, well, this person did it and they were blind and they had it worse than me. I'm only blind. He had blind and he was going through kidney transplants and dialysis and everything else. So I just want to be something that other people can look to and grow it in the future, so that more and more of our disabled and blind friends and family can actually have a chance going forward, whereas we didn't have the chance, they will.
And I forgot to mention, what you're saying is that you label yourself also as a disability consultant.
Yeah, it's just because I want to try and help in that area as well with the, and obviously the blindness is a disability, plus obviously my diabetes and my kidney issues and everything else. So I want to really help the disabled community be able to become more successful in the future.
That's great. So we're going to go to break, Michael, and then we come back, and then Dominic's going to throw out that tough trivia.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Got a Brian on. Brian, Chris, we'll take Brian after the trivia.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you. Whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas, there is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. No matter how you feel, get up, dress up, and show up.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
The Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. 1-407-894-1680. Dominic.
Yes.
It's time for your trivia.
And then we're going to talk to a caller that's been trying to talk for 2 hours.
Yeah.
While we're waiting for the answer. Okay, Dominic?
Sounds good. Now, okay. I can think of three songs that this could relate to right away, but only one of them is the right answer. What is the first song to be a number one hit in two separate decades?
That was pretty clever, Dominic.
Yeah, okay, repeat good. Repeat that question.
Sink in.
Sure. What is the first song to be number one on the charts in two separate decades?
And Chris, get that ready. Chris, if you would be so kind to get that song ready. Hopefully we get an answer. Somebody wins it, and then we can play the song.
Okay, we'll
play.
Right now we'll talk to...
Yeah. So while we're waiting...
We'll talk to Brian.
Hi, Dominic.
And we'll talk to Brian.
All right. Hey, hello to Dominic. More important to the people up in Orlando there, I'm Fort Lauderdale Brian, and a pleasure and an honor to be on the air with you, Lynn, and I guess Michael.
My name is Michael.
Gary.
Yep.
And Gary, not necessarily in that order. Anyway, got a number of things for you, and I can get through them real quick, but... don't worry about me eating up too much of your valuable airtime. Number one, that guy that was getting Wilbur Wright's name wrong, he was calling him Wilbert. The only Wilbert I know in American pop culture was Wilbert Harrison, who had a much bigger hit than than the Silhouettes had with Get a Job. Much bigger hit was Wilbert Harrison's definitive version of Kansas City. What's that? Well, it's Kansas City. The Lieber and Stoller tune, and what you should have mentioned about the Silhouettes. The Silhouettes record was a number one record, but it wasn't a monster hit. But it was where Sha Na Na, the band, got their name from the nonsensical Sha Na Na refrain, and they were at Woodstock under John Bauman, better known as Bowser.
Ryan. I don't want to argue with you, so, okay, what else do you want to talk about? Because I don't. So far you're talking, I don't agree with you, okay?
You're disputing my Wilbert Harrison history?
Records. Lieber and Stoller didn't do it.
Didn't they write it?
Huh?
Didn't they write Kansas City? Who wrote Kansas City?
I don't know who wrote Kansas City, but they were on Fury Records. It was the Robinson Brothers. It was their label, Fury Records.
Then I stand corrected.
My family distributed it. Robert Harrison, Kansas City.
Of course,
and anyway, what did you want to talk about?
Beatles also recorded it in a very different version. Wilbur Wright died much younger, even though he was several years older than Orville. He died in, I believe, 1912. Orville Wright didn't die until 1948. Oddly enough, on the very same day that Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated, that would be January 30th, a Friday in 1948. And by the way, if you ever get to Dayton, they're both buried. Both of the Wright brothers are buried in a cemetery about 5 miles to the southwest of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, named after them, of course. I've stood on their graves, and I would recommend you guys, if you ever get to Dayton. That said, this is what I want to talk about, and it's something I've talked about on the radio over the years on various programs I've hosted during my career, and I've been sticking up for you guys in the blind community for decades. I've read for the blind in Los Angeles. My mother read for the blind in St. Louis, and I have advocated, and I'd be interested in your take on this, advocated banning all sighted actors from playing blind roles. Most notably, Audrey Hepburn was terrible in Wait Until Dark, and you might remember Elizabeth Hartman. She was opposite Sidney Poitier in A Patch of Blue. Neither of them had any of the body language that people generally associate with sightless actors. And there are sightless actors out there. Tom Sullivan, most notably, he's also a pretty talented singer and songwriter. And I don't know of any blind actresses, but I'm sure they're out there. You guys might know of some in the community.
Anna Maria Liberti, I forget her name.
Thinking of Anna Maria Alberghetti. I don't believe she was blind, though, was she?
No, that's not the name. Gary, do you know the name of the blind actress that just won the award in Hollywood?
I don't recall.
All
the light we cannot see.
Elizabeth Hartman was embarrassingly bad as a blind woman in A Patch of Blue, and later she was a suicide. She jumped out of her apartment window and killed herself, I think, in the late 80s.
Okay, so more important, what did you want to talk about?
That's what I wanted. I wanted to hear your perspective, which is obviously more in touch with...
name is Aria Mia Liberti, and she just won an award for All the Light We Cannot See.
Yeah, not to be confused with the Alberghetti woman, who's still alive, I do believe. But anyway...
So what you're going to bring to the table is any part that is for vision impaired or blind should be done by a blind person. I agree 100%.
Exclusively.
Okay.
I do too.
We live in a society.
There's another reason for this, and that is if you got sighted actors taking the parts of blind roles, then who in the heck, what roles on earth are a blind actor going to get if they're all taken by sighted actors? Because obviously a blind person can't play a pilot in the remake of Airplane.
We agree 100%, but
thank
you know what?
Thank you
I'm
for
powerless.
Letting me be part
we
of
don't
your
make
program
the rules.
Tonight. And have a great night. Appreciate you being on my your show.
Okay, you're
welcome. Thank you for your comments.
I agree with Brian said 100% that a person that's vision impaired or blind should do a part for a blind person.
Absolutely.
I agree 100%, except one thing. The studios that run the whole shebang.
But it's changing a lot.
Let's put it this way. It's up to them. You can't tell them what to do. I can't.
They got to learn, Michael. They have to learn about
to learn.
The blind people's ability.
You can't pass laws and say they have to be done by a blind person.
We have to have our friend.
Unfortunately,
anyway,
it's been that way for a long time. Even back in the 20s and 30s, they had white gentlemen playing Indians and black parts, and they would just put makeup on them and stuff. So at least that's gone away. Now we have to get moved forward with the disability and everything as well.
So, Chris, is there an answer for Dominic's question, trivia?
He's on the line, I guess, hopefully. Hey, Dominic, I got a question for you.
Sure.
You have to be Italian with the name Dominic, right?
Yes, I am.
I thought so.
Yep, my dad's Italian. My mom's side is like Irish, German, Scottish.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm Scottish, Sinclair.
You have family close by, Dominic, to support you during the surgery?
I live with my sister right now, mm-hmm. and my mom is, and I have a couple uncles that are close by as well, within about 40, 50 miles.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Oh, Dominic, I got another question for you. Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to get a new kidney. You won't have to do dialysis anymore, correct?
Correct, which will actually help me with my getting a career because I won't have to get up at 4:30 three times a week.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got so much more time now without three times a week going to dialysis. And my God,
and
that's a pain.
A lot more energy, too, because that drains me, especially someone my size. I usually get about 13, between like 10 and 13 pounds taken off me each time, and that takes quite a bit out of me. And then it's hard to type afterwards because sometimes my hands and arms get cramped up and all that kind of stuff. So it's very exhausting.
I used to ride transportation. I used to ride the transportation for, you know, visually impaired, blind, you know, mm-hmm. all that. And I used to get on that transportation and people would be getting off of dialysis. And I, my God, they were so droopy and wore out. And I said, my goodness, man, I don't want to go through that.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, basically it dehydrates you. That's what it's supposed to do. It takes all the fluid out of your blood and everything. So that fluid that you can't get out yourself. So it's almost like having a really hard exercise, cramping up and being dehydrated at the same time. And then when you get home, you can't drink as much as you would want to like quench your thirst because you're not supposed to be drinking, you know, because that's, then you have to go back and there's more going to be taken off next time because you drank too much when you got home.
What a difference your life is going to be now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And for your travels, you don't have to worry about, you know, getting that done during your travels.
Yeah, that was the toughest part. I actually was down in Florida in October. Luckily, I was only there for 5 days, so I only had to get it done one day. But we flew into the Tampa airport, drove down to Clearwater, and then actually had to go back to Tampa for my treatment because that's the closest one to Clearwater that had any openings. It was right next to the airport.
Yep. And you got to find a place. Yeah, that's just a pain.
Dominic, we have two callers for you.
Okay, let's see. Let's see who.
We have Paul from New Jersey, and who else, Chris?
And then I have Lorraine from Fort Lauderdale who wants to give you some information.
Okay, let's hear Paul.
He has information.
Paul from New Jersey. Let's see Paul's answer. Let's see Paul. Dominic,
hello.
You're up. Hello, oh, you're up. Talk to Dominic.
Hey, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good. Hey, Dominic, I've listened to you. I've listened to you before, and I want to wish you the very best. Wait, am I on or what?
Yes, Paul, you're on. But I need
you're on,
Paul,
buddy. You're on.
Paul, I need you to step away from your device because I'm hearing us in the
background. Yeah. You got it, man. You got it. My mistake, brother. The heck is it? You think it's easy? Okay, here we go. Okay, there you go. I'm back, all right? Can you hear me?
Sounds good.
Go for it.
We can hear you.
Okay, I think I know the answer to your question, Dominic.
Okay.
The twist.
Nope.
Let me check her.
A little bit later than that.
Good
guess.
Okay. Because I think the twist was the same situation with Chubby. This is somebody else, huh? All right, well, I'll get out of here. I just want to wish you the very best with your transplant. I have a friend who just went through that, and he's cooking, man. He's doing really well. So only the best.
Good.
And I look forward to hearing
you
again.
Paul. Have a great day.
Bye now.
You know what, Dominic? I think maybe you're going to tell maybe you should tell the answer. It's up to you. And we any other callers? Lorraine wants to talk about a former patient of hers who got her sight back. So, Dominic,
I don't think she has the answer.
No. So, Dominic, do you want to tell the answer?
Dominic, give me the answer.
You play a little bit of it, okay? Of the song.
Sure.
Yes.
The song is Escape, the Pina Colada song, was the number one hit the last week of December in 1979 and the first week of January 1980.
So, two different decades.
And the other ones I could think of would be Bohemian Rhapsody with Queen, and then again when Wayne's World came out, and then Candle in the Wind for Elton John in the 70s, and then again when Princess Diana died and he re-released it.
Chris, can you play this song?
I got it playing in the background underneath.
Oh, we can't hear it. Okay. There was this letter I read. If you like pina colada. Song, Michael? Yeah, it's a big song.
If you like
alrighty, well, thank you, Chris.
That's the Pina Colada song.
There you go. Okay, you want to put Lorraine on for a couple of minutes before we go off the air?
All right, there we go.
Okay.
Miss Lorraine, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, honey.
Dominic, hang on. Stay with us.
Okay.
Hi, Lorraine. How are you?
I'm great, honey. I just wanted to share a story because there may be some of your listeners for whom this might be relevant. I'm a nurse nutritionist. I was in private practice. I'm retired now. But I had a blind diabetic patient. He could see shadows, but that was it. He couldn't drive. He couldn't see television. He couldn't read. He was drinking a quart a day, roughly, of diet soda. Diet soda sweetened with something called aspartame. In the packets, it's a little blue packet. I won't mention trade names, but the chemical is aspartame.
It's an artificial sweetener.
Exactly. Aspartame. And it sweetens, sweetens a lot of stuff. This gentleman was drinking about a quart a day, and I had seen somewhere some information that it could impact vision, cause seizure disorders, and cause behavior problems in children, which I treated a lot of children with behavior problems. So I said to him, look, would you, I'd like you to give this up and cut this out, and are you willing to do it? And I told him the stories about what I'd read. He said, sure, of course. So he did. He gave it up. And normally I always tell my patients they have to allow about 3 months for nutritional intervention to decide if something is working or it isn't working, because nutrients, drugs work fast, nutrients work slow. In any event, he gave up the diet soda, followed some other guidance I gave him. I did put him on vitamins and minerals in addition, so I'm not going to say just the giving up of the diet soda, but that was such a glaring thing. Do you know that that man was a man, not a woman? That man's sight fully returned. He was able to drive, to read, to watch television. Sight fully returned.
Wow.
So I want your audience to know that, because there may be people in there who have, blindness like he did. Like his was, like I said, he could see shadows. But that was it. I mean, he was totally dysfunctional as far as vision was concerned. But again, vision totally returned from getting off that crap, diet crap, and taking some vitamins and minerals. I mean, you know, I can't say how much the vitamins and minerals contributed, but I strongly believe, based on the fact that there's other stuff out there about this, that the diet soda was a big factor.
That's what they say. They say that the dietetic, all those artificial sweeteners aren't good for you, and all those chemicals. Well, thank you for sharing.
Exactly. Thank you for sharing.
You're listening to
thank you for listening to the show.
And do you listen every Sunday night?
I listen every time I go out with a friend Sunday night on the way back, and I love it. I love your doo-wop stuff and your song.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're in Fort Lauderdale.
And Little Darlin', by the way, that was done by the Diamonds, right?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. And I remember the guy who wrote that was a young kid. He was about 16. I think Maurice something or other. Williams or something like that. Anyway, it's nice to be brought back to all that. And I loved when I heard the Paragons and the Jesters. Because I didn't know anybody who ever heard of the Paragons and the Jesters, which you guys played a couple of hours ago. But anyway, enjoying
the show. Oh, the show before us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I guess it must have been. But anyway.
Well, we have to say goodnight, Lorraine. We're going off the air in five minutes. So
thank you for calling.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good life.
Well, take care.
Have a good life.
So Dominic,
you too.
Thank you. So Dominic.
Yeah, thanks for joining us tonight, Dominic.
Yeah, thank you, Dominic.
Thank you for bringing me in again. I was glad to be here.
Of course.
Sorry, good luck in the future.
Thank you.
Good luck, Dominic.
Thank you.
Keep us abreast.
Yeah, keep in touch.
Yeah, keep us in touch.
What, Michael?
One thing I want to say about the young man who called, Dominic. You there?
Yeah. Yes, I'm here.
Everybody's got to work hard, whether you are visually impaired. I mean, he says about, I agree that a blind man should do a blind part in a television, but an Indian should do an Indian part.
Native American.
And they have other things done, whether it be a Jewish part.
Things are changing.
So when the studios start picking people that's right for the part, for like a Native American, a blind person to a blind part. And not only that, Dominic, soon enough you'll find someone who'll cut you a break. It always is. Here we are on the radio. People cut us a break. That's the way it works.
It's tough. Not easy.
It's not easy, but it's out there. And you just have to wait your turn.
All righty. Well, I just want to be...
Then you have to kick in the door. You can't just say, "Oh, I'm blind, so I deserve a blind part." You have to be a blind person that's willing to go out there and try and get it as well. So without people trying to get it, then they're going to just have to give it to people who can see and everything as well.
I'd like to remind everybody to join us.
Thank you, Dominic, for joining us. Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.
Remind everybody to join us next week, Sunday, March 10th, with Dan Parker, a blind race car driver, and he's also a machinist. Yay. So we're really looking forward to that. Dan has quite a story. Dominic, you might want to tune in. And hopefully our friend Peter Cucciave just had a little baby girl. He's kind of busy, but hopefully he's joining us next week. He is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. And as always, much, much more. Will you be here, Michael?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, I'll be here. And Sheila will be here, our co-host Sheila Young, next week.
So, folks,
I won't be there.
Sorry. Nope. And Chris will be here.
I want to thank you for listening to the show, folks. What can I say? Sometimes I can't get a name right. What can I tell you?
That was a hard name, Teresa.
I still can't say it. I still can't. You know, we all have names that you can't say. Everybody has a name. I found everybody in life has a name or a thing that they can't do or say. I have some problems with certain names. I don't know why. I used to have our daughter dated a guy, and I always said Mark Martinez. Did I say it right again or wrong?
No. What was it? Martinez.
Martinez. Mark Martinez.
58, Michael.
Mark, if you're listening, I'm still trying. 30 years later, I'm still trying, Mark. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for putting up with us. Thanks for putting up with me. Thank you, Gary. You did a good job. Chris.
Sure thing.
Good job, as always. And thank you very much for listening to the show, folks. Without you, we don't have a show. Remember one thing? The only thing I would like, if you could call the show more often, I'm talking about you. You standing there and listening or sitting there and listening. We'd like to hear from you, whether you're sighted, with vision impaired, or blind. We'd love to hear from you. Remember one thing. We talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. That's what it's all about. Good night, everybody. Love you. And don't go forget, we'll be right back. We'll be right back, everybody, in 1 week.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
We love you.
Don't go away too far. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Things are finally coming around. I know we've got